Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
This week's episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast is brought to you by Google AdWords for the modern auto detail business. Now, if you're a loyal listener of the show, you've been hearing the ad run a lot for Google Ads, the Google Ads course. And that's because it is so effective. It is crucial for your business. And in fact, that is exactly what one of the students of the course has said, that this is absolutely crucial. He even compared it to getting just training in general for your detailing business. He operates in the Australia area, or the country of Australia. And he said he's usually dead during the wintertime. And because of this Google Ads training, he's getting 3 to 6 new clients every single week. And in fact, just with 3 calls, he made over $600 in a couple days. Another student of the course spent $40 and made over $1,000 with the help of this course. And so I really wanted to bring in these testimonials to show no matter what your budget was, you can effectively use these Google Ad techniques that I teach you in the Google AdWords course at autodetailingpodcast.com/Google. That's autodetailingpodcast.com/Google. If you're looking to take your business to the next level and to smash your competition, you got to head over to autodetailingpodcast.com/Google. On to the show. What's going on, guys? It's Jimbo coming back for you with another episode. Sorry, I've been kind of off on my episodes lately, but I have a quest for you at the end of this episode that I'm going to reach out to you and ask for your help to keep the show keep going with ideas, tips, and tricks and stuff that you found that you would like me to kind of elaborate on for future episodes. With that said, today I'm going to talk about something that I've gotten really into lately, and that is something that I think it's kind of exciting. It keeps things fun and interesting when you're out and about working on cars. For me, car cleaning can become very monotonous, and we can really get stuck in a rut of just doing the same things that we've always done because we've always done it that way. And what I found is to kind of keep the spice in the car cleaning and detailing is to switch things up a bit and see what will work in different circumstances. And this is using products in ways that they weren't intended to be used for. So, for example, an episode that I talked about a few weeks back was Meguiar's Express Spray Wax, the synthetic Express Spray Wax, and how really I haven't, gosh, the uses for that thing is endless. I used it on the interior of a Tesla this past weekend, which made the door panels just look phenomenal because it wasn't greasy and oily. It just had a nice satin sheen to it, so it worked great on the interior of the Tesla. I use it to clean windows sometimes with really stubborn windows, or I'll use it as a first step into cleaning windows that are really nasty. I use it as a quick detailer. I use it to clean rims sometimes, or the last final touch on rims, because it'll, especially on like chrome rims, it'll bring out some shine. I use it on exterior trim, interior trim, seats, leather and vinyl seats. In fact, I even used it a little bit on the interior of the Tesla seats. but, you know, using products that or finding out different uses for products that you currently have in your arsenal that using them for uses, I don't think that's the right way to say that, but using them for different things than what the label is suggesting that you use it for. Now, this is a little controversial, and manufacturers, of course, will go against this because they want you to use the product for what they've intended it to use for. But the reality is, or the fact of the matter is, that there are probably a lot more uses for that product than what the manufacturer is saying it's only for. And in fact, there's some companies out there that will use the same product, bottle it differently, and call it something else just for a different use. For example, a lot of times a tire shine could be used for an interior dressing. Now, would a manufacturer recommend that? Probably not. Would some of you not recommend that? Probably not. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of times you can get away with using your tire shine as a interior dressing, or you can also use your tire shine as a trim dressing. So there's all these kind of off-label, kind of black market, not really black market, but off-label uses that you can use your product to kind of diminish the amount of products that you necessarily will use on a car to just a core few, and experiment with this. Like I said, Meguiar's Synthetic Express Spray Wax is a great one, tons of uses. Meguiar's Hyper Dressing is another one that I love that just has an unlimited amount of uses, as well as can be diluted. Wheel Acid or Wheel Brightener, great for water spots, phenomenal for water spots. Everyone freaks out about using acid on paint. It's completely, well, I don't want to say completely safe, but in most cases, it's totally safe. You may etch the paint a little bit, but again, you can just polish it right out. I see a lot of people talking about water spots on the windows. Acid. Acid will work great. It is going to streak the windows a little bit, but you can follow up with the Express Spray Wax as your first step and then clean the window with a window cleaner and a towel, and it'll come right off. In fact, the acid, and I don't even try anything else anymore really, because the acid works so good on paint and windows. However, I tried one time a ton of stuff on windows to remove these really caked in water spots, and nothing would do it except acid. Of course, I dilute it down a little bit. Sometimes I've had to go full strength, but not too bad. It kind of really depends on how much of a hurry you're in. So acid for water spots works phenomenal. Don't worry about trying it on paint. It works. It works great. Even on black paint, it works. You will have to follow up with something like a quick detailing spray or something like that, but for the most part, it works phenomenal for water spots. So do yourself a favor and really mess with all these kind of off-label uses for the products that you maybe already have in your van or your shop, and you may be surprised to find how much money you may be wasting on other products that you don't necessarily need because you already have a product that will take care of that. All right, on to the call of action that I talked about when we started this episode. I want to hear from you guys. What do you want to hear about? What questions maybe do you have? What products have you tried that you want me to do a review on? All these different things in the industry that you deal with on a day-to-day basis, I want to hear from you. So shoot me a Facebook message or shoot me an email, jimbo@autodetailingpodcast.com, and I want to hear from you and really start incorporating your guys' ideas and thoughts and feelings and questions more into the show. And also, if you have guest suggestions, someone that you want to hear interviewed on the show, also send me an email for them, maybe an introduction with them, or just send me their name and contact information, and I would love to reach out to them and have them on the show. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com for full show notes and links of everything that we've talked about today. And don't forget to check out our resources page for a direct link to all the products talked about not only on today's episode, but that I use in my day-to-day detail business. They have direct links so you can purchase and get free shipping right from that page. That's autodetailingpodcast.com. We'll see you on the next episode.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.